on the line right now is Ray Corona. Do I say your name properly, Ray?
You've got it absolutely right.
Well, so far, I got that right, but I can't get anything else right. I had you as a homophobe and anti-gay Boy Scout singer.
I know. We loved it. It was absolutely hilarious. The reason we wrote the song was that the Supreme Court in the year 2000 came up with a ruling that was so satirical itself that we just had to put music to it. And the ruling was that because the Boy Scout Code said that Boy Scouts must be morally straight, that this meant they couldn't be gay.
Yeah, it's
actually in the Supreme Court ruling. So so that's why the song sounded a little bit ironic to you. But it immediately went out all over the Internet, especially on all the different gay websites and gay radio programs.
Right.
Because people really just wanted to say, look, enough is enough.
And me being straight, I completely messed it all up, which is so typical of straight guys.
Well, I'm kind of the same boat as you, but I knew the rest of the lyrics. You know, the same thing happened to Bruce Springsteen on Born in the USA. It's kind of a sad song about how vets coming back from Vietnam couldn't get jobs.
And it turned into
the chorus is so happy. Everybody thought, this is a wonderful up-tempo. Let's sing it and dance.
Yeah, Let me play a little piece of it. And just to let you know, I'm not stupid. I just listened to the hook on iTunes.
Oh, I know.
And that iTunes just plays a little piece of it, and once, you know, I'm listening, and I'm like, I can't believe this is so blatant. And keep in mind, we know there's the Westboro Baptist Church, they do songs, and theirs are just so blatantly anti-gay that, you know, you expect anything.
Well, I did sort of make your day today. I sent you the rest of the lyrics so you can really enjoy the whole song now and get into the right mood.
All right, well, I'm gonna play a little bit of a clip here for you if I can. It doesn't seem to be playing, or is it? Yeah, here it is.
Choose right over wrong. Join us if you're morally straight. But if you're gay, you can't belong.
But if you're gay, you can't belong. That's what I kind of heard, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe it. I got to get these guys out.
That's right. Well, that's the voice of the Boy Scouts Council.
Right.
And we're
right.
hoping that maybe they'll see the light now. It looks like there's been movement, and you know, there were a million and a half signatures from Change.org, and there also were over 4,000 Eagle Scouts that. It came out and all said, look, you know, we don't care. We're in the same whether we're gay or straight. We just think this is ridiculous.
Yeah. You know,
and any kid wants to should be able to do this.
It is. I have a friend, and he always joked that the only two things you can still joke about, because we're so politically correct in America today, you can still joke about gays and you can still joke about fat people. And he's right,
short people I don't think so much anymore, even though Randy Newman wrote a song about them.
Well, that supposedly was all tongue-in-cheek as well. It's hard to keep up with these songwriters.
You have to watch out for us songwriters. We do things like that.
We never know what you're really thinking. So, listen, thanks for coming on, and good luck out there. And, listen, we of all places, your songs are being played out here, so...
Well, it's great. Thank you so much, and keep doing the good work, and welcome back to the morning show and all that. And by the way, I'm at raycorona.com.
Raycorona.com. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.